This is the program for Monday, January 11th.
It's Tom Morgan coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Why did President Bush II get the tax on capital gains lowered? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. Back when we were hit by 9/11, and we knew our economy might well crash, President Bush got Congress to lower the tax on capital gains. Why? Well, capital gains are the gains that people make when they sell stocks or real estate or bonds. And these transactions in our stock and bond and real estate markets, these transactions are vital to the health of the economy. President Bush wanted to encourage them. When you want to get more of anything, you lower the tax on it. Works every time. Also, the president wanted more money for the government, and he figured more money would come if he lowered the tax rate, because there would be more transactions. And he was right. He lowered the tax rate on capital gains, cut it from down to 15%, and so encouraged the number of transactions. They just soared in number. So much that an extra 20% per year came to government from the taxes on the capital gains. Now, some candidates are promising to try to raise that tax. They want to raise that capital gains. That the higher tax will discourage transactions. It will reduce the tax take, guaranteed. Hope that tax does not go up. More after this wee pause. If you have $100,000, $500,000, a million, 2 million in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, send for Tom's questionnaire and find out how those stocks, bonds, mutual funds are doing for you, whether they should be doing better. Call 1-866-225-4334. It's all free. 1-866-225-4334. Or do Tom's questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again with Life's Lessons. I have learned that when your newly born grandchild holds your little finger in his tiny fist, you are hooked for life. And I have learned that you should never say no to a gift from a child. This is Tom, as in Morgan.